How did this collapse happen?
I got home on a Friday. Everything was just fine. I called back after my plane landed in Indiana, and all of a sudden we've got this crisis on our hands.
There's got to be some kind of a rebellion between the people that have nothing and the people that's got it all.
Everything was being handled by the Treasury Secretary from Goldman Sachs. They had Congress right where they wanted them. This was almost like an intelligence operation.
This is straight up capitalism. Boom.
Where's our money?
I don't know.
Okay, here's the deal. Michael Moore is up to his old tricks again with his new film, Capitalism, A Love Story. Unfortunately for him, his bag of tricks is getting really old. Moore retreads elements from his previous movies before literally declaring capitalism evil and calling for a national move to socialism. The movie is a bait and switch, showing some true injustices, yet blaming the foundation of our economic system. Moore's unique brand of hypocritical filmmaking wouldn't be so bad if this particular millionaire wasn't the biggest capitalist on the planet himself. If you love Michael Moore's work and you truly believe the ends justify the means, you'll enjoy this film, but otherwise even the casual fan will see that he's lost his edge. Capitalism, A Love Story gets 1 star out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.